Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to my first episode of my podcast. So I don't really know what I'm gonna be talking about, honestly, in this episode or in the entire podcast, but if you're here, I mean, welcome. And I definitely know that it's not going to be one of those podcasts that, like, give you real, like, life advice and, like, you know, the ones that, like, tell you, oh, do this to keep the spirits away or this and that. And, like, it's just, that's just not my thing. So it's just, I know it's not going to be like that. It's going to be more kind of just, I don't know, keep up with my life. I'll tell you some things. Random things, probably just like a reality TV show. My reality TV is literally my favorite. It's like the only TV that I will watch, like, dead serious. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but, like, well, okay, my dad and my brother literally do not understand, because me and my mom will just be like watching like the Kardashians or doing something like that, and they're like, why are you wasting so much of your time watching a show about like other people's lives? Like, why don't you focus on your own life? But, like, I feel like it's just interesting to, like, see how they, like, see how other people live. And, like, I don't know. I personally love reality TV. So, yeah, this is just going to be, like, kind of like that. I'll just talk about some random things, probably. I don't really have any, like, focuses. Maybe if, like, something interesting happens in a day, I'll talk about it. But so far, I've woken up and I've worked out, and that's the most interesting it's gonna get. But yeah, I'll just talk about random things. I'm sorry, this is really funny to me. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm honestly just doing it for my friends, or I don't know, maybe if people start watching, I mean listening. But yeah, I'll just, like, talk about random things. I'm currently holding an eyelash curler. Eyelash curlers have literally changed my life. Like, no jokes. Like, they've transformed me. Because, okay, here's the thing. Like, I have fairly long eyelashes. Like, not, like, too long. But, like, I'd say, like, relatively long. But the problem is they're, like, really straight. Like, they're, like, stick straight. Which I don't understand because my hair is curly. But anyways, they're, like, they're so straight, and, like, I'm not a makeup person. Like, the only two makeup products I own is, like, foundation or concealer. I don't know the difference between foundation and concealer, by the way. They both look the same to me. But, like, yeah, see, like, I swear to God, like, I just don't know. Oh my God. My friends always make fun of me for this, but when I put on, like, my foundation or whatever, so, like, I know, like, people use, like, beauty blenders, but, like, I don't really know the difference between that and my finger. So I just like put like dots of this all around my face and like rub it in like it's like moisturizer or something. But they always make fun of me for that. But like it gets the job done. So like also beauty blenders are so expensive. Like I was like at Sephora the other day and it's literally like $15 for that sponge. But yeah. Oh, anyways. So like I will only put on mascara if it's, like, a really important, like, a nice event, you know what I mean? Like, I won't just put on mascara if I'm, like, going out with my friends or, like, doing something like that. Because the thing is, I normally always forget to take off, like, my makeup or whatever. And so, if I wear mascara, like, one night, like, I won't take it off. Like, not on purpose. I don't know. Maybe on purpose. I just don't feel like taking it off at night. So then, I'll, like, wake up the next morning and my eyes will be, like, running, like, I just went through some breakup or something. Like, I'll come out, like, I'll work out, and, like, the sweat and, like, the mascara will just be dripping down my face. And I look like a raccoon, or I don't even know. And so I always hate putting on mascara, like, unless I really, really, really need to. And so my eyelashes just always used to be kind of, like, I don't know, like, blah. But then I found this, like, hack. And so, basically, like, what it is I take, like, lotion. Just, like, any, like, I use Bath & Body Works lotion. And you, like, rub a little bit on your hands. And then, like, use your fingers to, like, like, use your fingers as, like, the mascara brush to kind of just, like, put it on your eyelashes a little bit. So it makes your eyelashes, like, not, like, wet, but, like, lotion-y. Just, like, a little bit. Like, not to the point where you, like, see the lotion on them. Just, like, rub it on a little bit so they're, like, a little wet. And then you take the eyelash curler and you curl them. And they literally look like you're wearing mascara. Like, it looks like you have fake eyelashes on, I promise. But yeah, and it's not even, like, it's, like, a $3 eyelash curler from, like, Target. So, like, and I've been using it for, like, a while now. But yeah, it'll change your life, guys. It'll change your life. I mean, sometimes I get it. Like, if people are like, oh, it feels like it's pulling out my eyelashes. But I don't know. I don't do it, like, every day. I rarely wear makeup. Like, rarely. Some people wear it every day, but, like, isn't that so much work? Like, I've been using the same, like, container of foundation for, like, the past 3 years. Like, I've only ever owned one in my life. But, like, imagine going through one, like, every other month. Like, I could never. But yeah. Maybe I shouldn't become a makeup podcast. That's even a thing. I don't even know what category put for this. But I need to go take a shower. But I don't really feel... Do you guys also do this thing where you never want to go shower, but then when you get in the shower, you, like, don't want to come out? Like, I'll be performing, like, my world tour part 3. But then, like, right before that, I don't want to go in. Like, I just don't want to go in the shower because I know it'll be, like, cold at the beginning. But, like, also sometimes I take cold showers. It kind of feels good sometimes. And someone told me that it was good for your hair. Even though I don't really take care of my hair. Probably should. But that's whatever. So today's Sunday, which means that we have school tomorrow. We're starting our, like, full day in-person schedule tomorrow, which is kind of fun. I don't really know if I'm going to be going. I actually seriously, like, don't know. Like, I think I might have to go because of some bio lab, but I don't... TBH, I have no clue. I'm probably going to need to figure that out by the end of the day. But yeah, we've been doing hybrid so far, and oh my god, my 2-hour break is gonna go away. I don't even know what I'm gonna do. But, ooh, sorry, my finger was on the microphone. I do that a lot. I'll be on, like, FaceTime with my friends, and, like, my pinky will go underneath the microphone, and they'll be like, what are you saying? We can't hear you. What are you saying? I'll be like, why can't you hear me? And then they'll be like, is your pinky under the microphone again? I'll be like, yeah. It's just, I don't know. Oh, but also, I have a question for you guys. Like, do you know how, like, well, at least I say LOL for, like, everything. Okay, guys, like, literally, I say LOL for, like, after every sentence I type. But, like, what do you say, like, when you're just, like, having a conversation and the other person, like, actually makes you laugh out loud? Like, I know it rarely happens, but, like, when it does, like, what do you tell them? Like, I'm laughing out loud. Like, they'll just be like, LOL. But, like, I genuinely want them to know that, like, what they said was really funny, and it's, like, or at least funny to me. I found everything funny, though. Like, literally, I find everything funny. But, like, I want them to know, but, like, you can't use LOL because you use LOL for literally everything else. So, like... You know, like, it just doesn't work. Also, I feel like you're either, like, an LOL or LMAO person. And personally, I'm an LOL person. I don't know. I just always used LOL. Also, I need to buy new glasses, guys. I've literally had the glass. I don't wear glasses, but, like, I wear them at night. I don't really, like, wear them at night, but, like, you know, like, after I take my contacts off, like, I'm, like, blind, so, like, I kind of have to wear them, but I've literally owned this pair since, like, 7th grade, And I'm in 11th grade now. So, like, I know they're not my prescription because I can see out of them, but not, like, see well. So I need new glasses, but my mom won't let me, like, spend a lot of money on them because I don't wear them. And I don't want to wear the glasses. Like, I don't like them. I don't like the way they look on me. Anyways. But she always yells at me because even for, like, the 5 minutes a day that I do wear my glasses, I just feel like contacts are so much easier. Like, you have nothing on your face to, like, worry about. And you can, like, also, is it just me? But, like, all my friends think I'm weird for showering with my contacts on. But, like, my eyes are going to be closed in the shower anyways. Like, I'm not going to be, like, without my contacts, oh, looking into the water for the water to fall straight into my eyes. Like, they're going to be closed either way, so why does it matter if I have contacts in my eyes or out of my eyes? I don't know. They think it's dangerous, but I've been doing it for a good 5 years now. And I'm okay so far. But who knows? Maybe in a couple years I'll... But I mean, honestly, I'm here for a good time, not really a long one. That should be your life motto. Guys, who knows? Maybe I can be one of those advice pages. Do whatever your heart desires. Whatever you want. That's the way to go about life. Okay, sorry. I've been talking for a really long time. I was, like, thinking to myself that, like, there's no way, like, these episodes are gonna be long. Like, I've seen people who had, like, 25-minute episodes of, like, just them talking. But, like, I was like, oh, like, there's no way I'm gonna be able to do that. Like, how the heck am I supposed to just talk to myself for 25 minutes straight? But it's already been 12 minutes in. I could probably keep talking, but I don't want to bore you. I mean, congratulations if you've made it this far. I'm a pretty boring person. But, yeah, I'm gonna end it now. And my friend just sent me the cutest picture of her dog. Her dog is, like, always so crazy. Like, he always looks like he's, like, high off of something. It's hilarious. But anyways, yeah, that was the first episode. What should I call it? Should I call it pilot? Do you know how, like, every first episode of every show you'll ever watch is called pilot? Why do they do that? Like, shouldn't it be called, like, takeoff or something? Like, the plane is, like, taking off. Like, why do you need the pilot? I mean, you need the pilot, but, like, whatever. Maybe I'll name a pilot. Maybe I won't. You'll find, I mean, at this point, you probably already know what it's called. But, yeah, if you made it this far, seriously, congratulations for listening to me. Also, my voice is just, like, not, I don't like it. And I say like and all those things a lot. So I'm sorry for that. But, okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye, guys.